WAIF. As a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or its board of trustees. They reflect our own views or the views of our guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati.
I'm doing it again.
WAIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views or the views of my guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati.
Don't let the smarts get in your eyes, don't let the locks get in your socks. It cheers girls with lenses and eggs with salami. Don't let the smarts get in your eyes. Oh, you look like a dream gesmiert with sour cream, and you know tzatzkele, you're the one for me. Too many bagels.
Too many bagels.
Too many shell shells.
Too many shell shells.
Just like a blimp, you're full of gas.
Just like a blimp, full of gas.
If I'm gone too long, can your pipik starts to jump? When the stars come out, I'll bring a stomach bomb. Don't let the schmaltz get in your eyes. Don't let the soup get in your snoot.
Soup in the snoot.
It's rocking the boat. You're beginning to blow. You're riding on the derma road. You ask me for a kuss with giggle on your puss. You know tzatzkele on me, that don't look good. Too many Kepler,
too many Kepler,
and too many Grepslar. Oops, pardon me, you're fresh just like there's no tomorrow. But lay off the ham, cause with ham you lose Sam. And I like my kachke strictly cause your style. Don't let the schmaltz get in your eyes, don't let the milz get on your gills.
Don't let the milz on your gills.
My little honey bun, you'll soon weigh a ton. Don't let the schmaltz get in your eyes. Oh, stop the horn, my love, and someday you'll take off. And I'll say, bon voyage, my darling, crack the cop.
Because
don't let the smile get in your
Good evening, Cincinnati, Indiana, Northern Kentucky, and the rest of the world. My name is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, coming to you live every Tuesday night at about this time. In case you've never tuned in before, here's what we do on this program. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number is 749-1444. We're a couple of wise-ass young kids, and we like to take your calls. So call now. 749-1444. We'll be discussing the news of the day, things that are happening in your neighborhood, and other items that may concern you and your family. So call in if any of these things pique your interest or stick in your craw. 749-1444. Now here's Rob with today's news.
You know, Chris, in preparation for tonight's edition of the Chris and Rob a Late Night Talk Show, we've prepared copious notes. We have every minute, every scrap, every second of this program mapped out to the nth degree. But you know what I say?
What do you say, Robbie?
I say to hell with these notes. I don't need these damn notes.
You're going to throw it all out the window?
I just want to talk about America and what it means to me.
Good. Well, what's America mean to you?
America means to me, it's a place where mom and dad and their freckled-faced children can gather at home in the comfort and quiet of their double pane insulated windows, relax around the television set watching UPM, Malcolm and Jamal.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good watching.
It's where they can buy pumpkin pies at their local restaurant or even a grocery store and top them off with Cool Whip whipped topping. Perhaps even some frozen strawberries.
Oh.
That's what America means to me.
You're whetting my appetite, Robbie. Get to the point.
It's where you can kick off your shoes, and that's where you can relax. That's where you can crawl
up underneath the comforter. Hold on a minute, Rob. Did you say kick off your shoes?
And crawl up underneath the comforter and have some popcorn.
What if your feet stink?
Talk on the phone to your family, friends, and relatives.
What if you kick off your shoes and the rest of the family leaves? They bolt, they go out in the backyard for barbecue because your feet stink so bad.
Maybe that happens at your house. Maybe you should take a bath, you pig. But in my house, where we worship God on a regular basis and we fly the flag daily, our feet don't smell bad.
Oh.
And one thing that we don't need in my
God-fearing home... You're one of those perfume princes, aren't you? You're one of those perfume princes from Butler County, aren't you?
You can call me that, swine. Hamilton County swine. With your cloven hooves. And one thing I don't need in my home, my glorious home, when I'm there with the wife and the kids and the beagle named Barney, I don't need some creepy pervert from Cleveland calling me up and asking me if their feet stink. David Donathan, he's a scum. He's 30 years old. He's from Cleveland.
He's a bit of a prankster, isn't he?
And he's going back to jail. This guy has a fetish. They call it a fetish. You know what I call it?
What?
A sickness. He has a fetish. He likes to call people and place annoying and frightening telephone calls asking bizarre questions about foot odor.
That's kind of weird.
A glorious judge in Medina, Ohio, which is near Cleveland, a cesspool of the Midwest, has imposed a 12-month sentence for this sicko, this creep, David Donathan, for telephone harassment. And he agreed to recommend the state hold him at a facility where he can undergo intense counseling. But you know where I think the judge erred? I don't think this guy needs intense counseling. I think he needs intense beatings.
What, just for making a bunch of crank phone calls? It doesn't even sound like they were dirty phone calls, just sort of annoying crank phone calls. People
annoying and frightening, according to the Associated Press.
Well, I guess what, he would call somebody up and they would, it was like a pure stranger, and he would say, do your feet smell bad? Or what? How did that go?
That's pretty annoying. That's pretty frightening.
I never got a phone call in the middle of the night, anyone asking me if my feet smelled bad.
I think we need to have this guy out on public, down here at Fountain Square, and flog this guy.
Or at least flog his feet.
They used to do that back in the old days. They'd put your feet in stocks. They'd give everybody a rod of hickory or oak or some other fine, strong American wood. And let you just take a few whacks at the bottom of the guy's feet.
That's weird.
I think that's what we need to do to this guy, David Donathan.
Sounds to me like he's just got a weird hobby. Everybody's got a hobby.
But your hobby can't be frightening and annoying others on the telephone. I don't find telephone harassment amusing. I don't think there's anything funny about it. It's rude and it's crude. And it's socially unacceptable. And this guy's going to jail. And he deserves to go to jail. Because I know, like last night, somebody called me. Hi, is Robbie there? I'm like, only my friends call me Robbie. Only my friends and family call me Robbie. What's this guy want? I said, hey, who are you?
Hey, man, your subscription to the Sporting News is, you want to extend it for 96 cents an issue?
He called you in the middle of the night?
It's like 8.
That's not unreasonable, is it?
Why is he calling me at all? Just because I subscribed to his stinking magazine doesn't mean I want him calling me at home.
Hey, man, do you want to extend your subscription to the Sporting News?
So, no, I don't want to extend my subscription to the Sporting News. Do your feet stink?
The Associated Press said that this guy went to jail again. Has he already been in jail for making harassing phone calls?
I guess, man, you know, these guys, they tend to be repeat offenders. Can you see some guy? He goes to college for 4 years. Gets into medical school. Studies psychology. Learns all about psychopharmacology. Gets his first big break. He gets to be the lead psychiatrist at the Medina State Correctional Facility outside Cleveland. And he shows up for work. And his parents are so proud of him, they have him over for Sunday dinner. And they say, "What'd you do today, son?" And he says, "Well, I told a guy to quit calling people and asking if their feet stink. Then I doped him up."
Well, maybe this guy, instead of going to jail, he should just go ahead and sue his psychiatrist.
Maybe he should get a lobotomy.
Did you see that thing on 60 Minutes this weekend where a guy, he straps on, like, about 1,000 bullets of ammo. He's got more ammo than he could ever need, and he takes 2 shotguns. He starts walking around the campus down in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He shoots a whole bunch of people. Of course, they arrest him, but the next thing he does, he sues his psychiatrist for malpractice. Now, is that weak or what?
You know what I would do?
What?
They do this with the offenders of other types. You can hook up a device to measure arousal. You can hook up a device to a person's parts to get aroused.
No, you can't do that. That's got to be unconstitutional.
They do that mostly, I've heard it done, with child molesters.
Ugh.
So they can hook up a deal to your arousal parts, and they measure the state of arousal. And that's how one way they can tell if you're over your sickness. They can show you, like, if you're a child molester, they can show you a picture of a little girl, and if your parts are getting aroused, they know you're not cured. They know you need some more treatment. You need to go back
weird.
And poke you for a while.
That's weird.
So they should hook up the electrodes.
What, and then let this guy start making a bunch more crank phone calls and see if he gets off?
Well, that's like have some odors.
Huh?
He got the stuff hooked up to his arousal parts.
You mean like scratch and sniff?
Yeah, you scratch and sniff like a, you know, dog turd. And hopefully that'd be like the test subject. Nothing happens. Hopefully nothing happens. Then you let him scratch and sniff like what would be a chick's foot. And if, like, you know, boom, you're zapping. With like a cattle prod.
You can make a harassing phone call too. Just call 749-1444 and you can talk to Chris.
Hey, Mom.
I don't. 749-1444.
You know what odor would get me, you know, probably part, you know.
I don't even know if I want to respond to this.
A Richard steak sandwich right there on Route 4.
Oh, Richard, that's right. Richard steak hoagies are to die for. While we're plug Olea in here, big shout out to all the boys down at Advertisers Printers Inc. tonight who are folding, stapling, and cutting films. Stay focused on your job, boys.
Are they still working?
Yeah, still working.
Get going, boys.
Night shifts work until 12, then they're going to go drive out to Peebles and look for meteors.
There's no meteors in Peebles.
Big meteor shower is going to happen a little later tonight. We'll be talking about that in a little while.
It's not going on right now?
Oh, well, in certain parts of the world, I guess it is.
Well, it's going on constantly. Why did you say it's not going to go on for
a couple hours? Locally, in a couple hours, there's going to be a big old meteor storm. You're going to want to drive out to Peebles or someplace like that and look at it.
It's not meteor, it's meteor. Like, that's just chicken is more meteor. You know.
What, than that steak you're eating over
there? This is more meteor. This is meteor. Boy, the new Fuddruckers burger is meatier than your average Fuddruckers burger.
Hey, you get more hamburger on that McDonald's. Anyway, 749-1444.
That's some sicko.
While we're talking about foot odor, Rob, doesn't your uncle have that problem too?
Oh my gosh, this was a heartbreaking story. But it just comes to show you, you know, what comes around goes around. And you really can't keep secrets from your loved ones.
No, you can't. In fact, tell us about your uncle and about his wedding night, Rob.
Well, my uncle had been dating this very lovely young woman for quite some time. And
I saw her once. She's hot.
She's hot. But my uncle had a problem. It's a small problem, a problem that a lot of people suffer from. He had really, really bad foot odor.
Ugh.
I mean, his foot odor was, like, tray bad. It was very bad.
And this girl continued to date him?
He somehow kept it a secret. I guess he was always like, you know, I don't know what he did.
How do you, keep that a secret?
I don't get personal with my uncle's love life.
Don't ask, don't tell, right?
Exactly. Well, it turns out that his girlfriend, then fiance, had a problem of her own.
Oh, what was that, Rob?
She had major league class A halitosis.
Ugh.
She had some bad breath.
Did you ever kiss one of those?
Oh, I mean like a buzzard on a gut wagon breath. She had some bad breath. But I guess through the use of certs and Listerine and Scope and mouthwashes and, you know, Big Red, she was able to suppress this major league Hall of Fame, knock a buzzard off a gut wagon bad breath. They decide to get married. They do get married.
You wait, they're going to get married, but they each got this secret that they're keeping from
each have a secret. My husband, my uncle has horrible foot odor, and his fiance has horrible breath. It's a terrible situation. So on the wedding night, my uncle decides, hey, I need to come clean. I need to tell my lovely young bride that I have really stinky feet. I mean, she loves me. She won't care if my feet stink so bad. At the same time, my new aunt, his fiance, is thinking, you know, I got to tell this guy that my breath really, really stinks. I mean, we're going to go through life together. I can't keep this a secret. He loves me. He'll love me even with stinky breath. So he says, honey, there's something I need to tell you. And she says, but wait, dear. First, there's something I need to tell you. And my uncle says, oh, well, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that you swallowed my socks.
Maybe I should just job. Are you confused? I'm so confused.
It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number, 749-1444. Call now.
WAIF, Cincinnati, baby. What radio was meant to be. Where does one go when forced down to the cellar to shake the rattles and wear the headphones on the way to the peak of normal? Craig Kelly, Joe Pat, Carrie Nation, right here. 88.3 FM every Thursday from 10 p.m. until midnight. Dial in radio's longest-running experiment, WAIF Cincinnati.
Speaking of radio experiments, several weeks ago, maybe it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, right here on the Chris and Rob Show, we introduced and started a brand new wacky radio bit called Snakes on the Loose. And the first two episodes of Snakes on the Loose have been very, very successful, so...
Then no snakes got loose and we stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Those stupid snakes. What are they? It's getting cold so they're not as squirrely and frisky.
But we got a little snake thing going on here, so...
It's a very special episode of Snakes on the Loose.
It's more of a, It's a wannabe snake on the loose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, here it goes. Snakes on the loose on the Chris and Rob Show.
It's a snake owner on the loose.
Snakes on the Loose, brought to you by the Chris and Rob Show. Mike Whitsitt is hissing mad over a new snake law. Did you know they can have laws about snakes now?
Really?
Yeah. Old Mike Whitsitt, he's from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. He fears come the first of the year, he might have to give up his snake Medusa or move out of town.
See, why?
The city of Eau Claire, Wisconsin has banned snakes over 10 feet long, and that leaves Medusa out in the cold, if you know what I'm saying.
Aw, man, Medusa can't live in the cold. She's cold-blooded.
Right. Medusa is a python. It's a 25-footer, and old Mike Whitson, he's got another snake that's over the limit, too. He thinks that his big snakes are no big deal, but city council there in Eau Claire, Wisconsin does not agree with him. Mike Whitsitt, he's kind of punk. He says he'll move out of town before he gets rid of his two oversized snakes. So now, Rob, this brings me to the First Amendment. Is there anything in the First Amendment about keeping pets of any size?
No, but I'm just looking forward to a story here in about 3 months when a Green Bay, Wisconsin man has been crushed and eaten by his two pet pythons, Medusa and Hercules, or whatever the hell the other one's name is.
But I didn't know. I mean, I know you can have laws about, like, you can't have a pet giraffe. Or you can't have a pet elephant, you know, because those are circus animals.
No, I think that...
They belong at the zoo.
They're wild. They're not domesticated. They're wild. And snakes are not domesticated. They're wild animals.
Well, there's a lot of people who think that snakes are domesticatable and have pet snakes. I mean, lots of people have pet snakes.
They're not domesticatable. A snake is never domesticated.
That's why we have a wacky radio bit called Snakes on the Loose, brought to you by the Chris and Rob Show. Tune in next week when we find out about a snake on the loose from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
I think it's actually Eau Claire.
But it's more fun to say Eau Claire. You know, I thought that was a dessert, or like a donut.
Lake Claire.
Lake Claire.
Lake Claire used to play for the Bengals.
Okay, enough of Snakes on the Loose.
WAIF 749-1444, join the party, won't you? It's the Chris and Rob, a late night talk show.
Did you say the phone number, Rob?
I believe so. 749-1444.
What's that phone number again?
749-1444. Please don't make Chris beg further.
Right, so give us a call here at 749-1444. You know, Rob, there's nothing worse than going on an interstellar journey. You're in an airplane, you know, you're flying to friendly skies, and somebody on the airplane goes berserk, and since there's no cops and up in outer space in a big sky. It's a big sky up there. There's not enough cops to go around. What do you do when someone on an airplane gets unruly?
Well, at some flights, flight attendants, stewardesses, if you will.
They're waitresses. Don't fool yourself. They're just waitresses in the sky.
Just a waitress in the sky.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple of airlines are giving flight attendants handcuffs. Did I say handcuffs?
Did you say handcuffs?
Check the tape. Yes, I said handcuffs.
Now, does a waitress, I mean, waitresses, they should know how drinks are made. They should know the difference between peanuts and cashews, but...
They should also know basic CPR. You know, back in the early days of flight, flight attendants, stewardesses, whatever they were, had to be trained nurses. They're there basically to assist in case of a medical emergency or when the plane went down.
But can we trust a bunch of... waitresses in the sky driven mad by PMS, can we trust them to have the jurisprudence to know when it's appropriate to break out the old handcuffs?
Well, there are a lot of guy waiters in the sky now, too.
But not on every single flight.
Well, you know, why not? Northwest...
Now, hold on. People are going to say I'm being sexist. I'm not saying that women shouldn't be able to administer handcuffs, because there's a lot of police officers that are women, and you can even have women in the Army now, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I don't mean it in a sexist way. I just mean when you're up in the sky, things get a little crazy. I mean, your brain, there's not enough gravity up there for your brain. All the neurons aren't snapping at the right speed, and things get a little wacky sometimes. And if you got PMS on top of that, boy, it's over.
Well, anyway, the Northwest Airlines, U.S. Air, are putting plastic handcuffs aboard planes. According to Northwest Airlines spokesman John Austin, some people seem to forget their manners or brains when they get on an airplane.
That's what I just said.
Perhaps you've heard about the acts of outrageousness have been becoming more and more common. One of the most infamous incidents occurred in October 1995 when an investment banker... I said an investment banker dropped his pants and took a crap on the food service cart. He pleaded guilty to threatening a flight attendant, but did he plead guilty or not guilty to crapping on a food service cart? I believe that's a felony.
Let's go to the phones. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Show on WAIF. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Rat Boy.
Hey, how's it going, Chris? How's it going, Rob?
Just great, Rat Boy.
You know what?
What?
I think that Hooters should make their own airline.
Why's that?
Because, of course, then the waitresses in the sky would have skimpy little shorts and shirts on, and then they could walk around and serve you, like, little bags of, like, chicken wings, like little miniature Hooters chicken wings.
You're an idea guy, RB.
Fly the friendly skies of Air Hooters.
I'm saying... My vote is in for whoever wants to do that. You know, and instead of, like, little wet bev naps, they could give you, like, big rolls of paper towels. And you might actually have to take up the air sick bags. You might actually have to use them on Hooters Airlines.
Yeah, but would the waitresses on Hooters Airlines have the authority to administer handcuffs when the passengers got a little unruly?
Only if you were pinching their ass.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. But, y'all have a good night. I just wanted to voice my opinion on the friendly skies.
Well, thanks a lot there, Rat Boy.
No problem.
How was that, Rob?
Okay, I'm in Hooters for the first time, the one on Route 4.
Yeah.
Seems like the first time ever.
This is going to be your Hooters story?
This is my Hooters story. This is why I don't go there very much.
How long ago was this?
A couple, 3 years. And we're sitting there, right? Some of us are eating and drinking. And right next to us are these guys. You know the guys. They're just off work. They're out getting crazy. They got their white button-down collars. The top button unbuttoned or tie loosened, and they're on the prowl. They're going crazy. They're at night on the town.
Yeah.
At Hooters.
That's a wild time, isn't it?
And so they're hitting like crazy on the waitress, going crazy, you know, trying to be clever and witty and trying to make jokes. And the waitress, not being that stupid, knows that if you laugh at their jokes and if you're friendly and nice, laughs at their jokes, tries for the bigger tip. You know, waitresses do that. Guys, don't fall in love with waitresses. It's so embarrassing. There's nothing worse than a guy that, like, I think the waitress likes me. That's the all-time embarrassment. So these two white shirt-wearing button-down collar guys, they're making their little jokes to the waitress, and, she finally comes back over, and I believe this was their coup de grace. This was their big joke of the night. This was their big finale, the one that was going to get them in her pants.
Okay.
She says, well, is there anything else I can get you guys? And the guy says, oh, Mr. Button-Down Collar says, yeah, your phone number.
That didn't work, did it?
She laughs. Oh, you. She laughs like, you know, it's probably that 19th time that night and the 400th time that week she's heard that line.
Is this story leading into date rape or anything?
And then she laughs and she giggles and then she, like, walks away, right?
So they didn't leave her a tip?
The two guys started high-fiving.
Why? They didn't get her phone
number. I have no idea. Because to me, the whole...
Because they were three sheets to the wind.
Because they were, like...
white shirt, button-down collar wearing dudes who think they're out for a night on the town. They're the kind of guys who just like, you know, usually they're pretty straight. But hey, if Jimmy Buffett or maybe the Bare Naked Ladies are in town, they go crazy. Yeah. At Katie bar the door, they'll go nutso then. And they'll go to Hooters, you know, they won't tell their wife. Oh, no, no. They'll go to Hooters. You know what they'll do? They'll talk to the waitress. They'll flirt with the waitress. You can't stop them. You can't even begin to stop them or even slow them down because they're out on the town. They're going crazy.
That is crazy, all right.
They're wearing their white shirts. They got their tie. They're pretty jaunty. They got the top button unbuttoned. Hey, maybe it was casual night at the office and they're wearing Dockers.
Oh, boy.
Then look out. Look out, then there are a couple of loose cannons, woohoo, on the town.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. The phone number is 749-1444, and this is the Kinks.
I'm sitting by the side of a river, underneath a pale blue sky. I've got no need to worry, I'm in no hurry, I'm looking at the world go by. Just sitting in the midday sun, just soaking up that current fun, with no particular purpose or reason. I'm sitting in the midday sun. Everybody I'm lazy, they all tell me get a job you slug, but I'd rather be a hobo walking around with nothing than a rich man scared of losing all his car. So I'm just sitting in the midday sun, just soaking up that current fun. Why should I occupation, and I can't afford a telephone, and I haven't got a stereo, radio or video, a mortgage, overdraft or bank loan. Everybody says I'm dumb, but when I see the people shouting at each other, I'd rather be an out-of-work bum. So I'm just sitting in the midday sun, just soaking up that current fun, with no particular purpose or reason. I'm sitting in the midday sun.
The Kinks, this is the Chris and Rob Show, WAIF. Kinks are a great group, aren't they?
Fantastic.
Let's see, it's 35 minutes past 10, making it 25 minutes till 11. This is the Chris and Rob Show.
Ooh. We're impressed.
Yeah, and
if you got to be somewhere at 11, you got 25 minutes to get there.
This is a segment we do on the show from time to time. You're going to enjoy this. Kung Fu Theater.
We now join Chris and Rob in the middle of their main course at the local China Gourmet. Listen as our radio pals try to fake out tonight's waiter on Chris and Rob's Kung Fu Theater.
Boy, Rob, this sweet and sour water snake is absolutely delicious. How's your canine combination platter?
Oh my goodness. The barbecue terrier? And the tail of German Shepherd with Oriental vegetable medley? It's delicious. This is a real treat.
If you boys are through, here's a check.
Yeah, thanks, sir, Duck Sauce. Hey, Rob, you got the barbecue on your shirt.
Hey, Chris, I'm broke, dude. I thought you were paying.
I'm broke too, Rob. What are we gonna do?
All right, listen here, dude. I've done this a million times. This is what we're gonna do. You go to the bathroom.
Okay.
When the waiter comes, I'll tell him I left my wallet out in the car. Meanwhile, you sneak your big, hairy, fat butt out the bathroom window, and I'll meet you at the escort de amour.
Yeah, that's pretty sneaky, Rob. You think it'll work?
Oh, sure it will, little buddy. Now go, hurry up.
Young gentleman. Are you ready to pay the check now?
Woohoo! Well, you know, Duck Sauce, this is the craziest thing. This is so funny. You know, I look good in real tight pants, so I like to wear my pants really tight. And if I keep a wallet, sometimes my butt will chafe and get all red. And so, anyway, what I did was I put my wallet. It's out in the glove box. It's out in my car, the Escort de Amour. You probably heard of it. I'll have to go get it. The wallet's out in my car.
You cannot make dine and dash on my ship. I will have to summon the evil Shih Tzu clan!
Suddenly, from behind the rotating display with all the pecan pies in it...
I will use your own strength to defeat you, young gentleman!
Stop it! We'll pay you! Man, I guess I learned my lesson. Dine and dash. Does not pay.
And you have a little barbecue terrier paw hanging out of the corner of your mouth, young gentleman.
The Chris and Rob Show, that was Kung Fu Theater. Stand by. Stay tuned, don't touch that dial, because tonight's bonus night on the Chris and Rob Show. We've got a doubleheader and a second episode of Kung Fu Theater.
What about Snakes on the Loose on WAIF?
We're not going to have
Snakes on the Loose.
No more of those, but we'll have another episode of Kung Fu Theater a little later in tonight's show, and you won't want to miss that. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And this is the Chris and Rob Show on WAIF. The phone number?
749-1444, 749-1444. You know the Canadians.
Take off, eh?
They make a lot of good beers.
Yes,
they play
do.
Some mean hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Joni Mitchell, I don't care what you say, was great.
Neil Young. Wayne Gretzky.
BTO.
Bob and Doug.
There's got to be somebody else. Rush!
That's right, Rush.
Triumph.
Bryan Adams.
Was White or Tiger, the Eye of the Tiger guys?
What, Survivor?
Yeah, Survivor.
I have no idea.
No, April Wine. I think April Wine.
Pierre Trudeau.
Just between you and me.
Don't forget Pierre Trudeau.
Oh. So anyway, our Canadian friends, they've given us a lot of great stuff. John Candy.
Glenn Gould.
Peter Jennings.
Is that it? Martin Short. All Second City guys.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway... this happened in Midland, Ontario. A Canadian guy, we call him Canucks down here. A Canuck feared the worst when he got to his cottage. It's near Midland, Ontario. The place, it's a mess. Lamps were turned over. His Canadian newspapers were scattered about.
Did chaos break loose?
Chaos was everywhere. His Canadian dishes were out of the Canadian cupboards. His Canadian couch had the Canadian Afghan torn off of it. His Canadian doilies were soiled.
Man.
The place was a Canadian mess. He thought, good gosh, some Canadian burglars have broken into my Canadian cottage and have messed up all my Canadian stuff.
Take off, eh?
So what'd he do? called the Canadian police.
The Mounties? The Mounties? The Canadian Mounties?
He
red-coated Mounties?
He got on a Canadian phone, used the Canadian phone service, and called the Canadian police.
I've seen Rocky and Bullwinkle.
So the Canadian police come, and they searched the place. They searched all four corners of that Canadian cottage. You know what they found instead of a Canadian burglar?
I don't know.
Probably. A Canadian squirrel.
Oh, take off, eh?
It was a squirrel.
You gotta be kidding me.
It was a squirrel.
One of those feisty Canadian monster squirrels
broke into
the guy's apartment and trashed the joint?
Yeah, the Canadian squirrel.
Those Canadian squirrels like to party, don't they?
They found him in bed with the guy's Canadian wife smoking a little Canadian cigarette.
Man.
He said, hey, dude, take off. Get me a moose head, you stinking Canadian human. And the squirrel bit him on the ankle.
Is this a true story?
It was a feisty Tautwell part
this
of
it. This is a true story, isn't it?
Until the squirrel was smoking a cigarette in bed with the guy's wife. But up until that part, it was, you know, a squirrel broke into the guy's house and they called the cops.
Don't put anything in the newspaper these days,
won't they? It probably happens about 80 times a week.
The Chris and Rob Show, WAIF 749-1444.
Yeah, that's the deal here. Oh, yeah, we got to do these again.
Yeah, do some.
Hey, it's made a pledge in the last couple weeks. We sure appreciate it. A big thank you to everyone who pledged during the 98 Fall Memberthon. Now we ask you to please mail that pledge in as soon as possible. And if you have any broken power tools laying around, clear out your basement and help share the gift of home repair. Donate your old tools to the Women's Research and Development Center for its home repair classes for and by women. Contact Erica if you got old power tools. 541-0541.
I bet Erica would like your old power tool.
Alternative heating devices caused 1,290 fires last year in Ohio.
Hey, hold on a minute, Jim. Hold on. Could you do this like the Chinese waiter?
No. This is a serious thing, dude.
These devices require greater attention to safety precautions than central heating systems.
Oh.
Follow all manufacturers' instructions and never use gasoline to start a fire or fuel a kerosene heater. Remember the 3-foot rule. Measure a safe distance between heating equipment and anything that can burn, including people and pets. Make sure you turn off all heating equipment before leaving home or going to sleep.
That's Jim. That's not Chris or Rob. That's Jim, and Jim comes down here every week to answer the phones and to help out with some of these public service announcements. And in case you were tuned in a few minutes ago, you heard Jim as the waiter, the Chinese waiter on Kung Fu Theater.
Awesome.
You do a very good job as a Chinese waiter.
Oh, thank you very much.
If things don't pan out here at the talk show, maybe we could get you a job over at the Great Wall Buffet.
Yeah.
Serving up them fortune cookies.
Farm fresh egg rolls.
Yeah. 749-1444 is the phone number. This is the Chris and Rob Show.
Farm fresh egg rolls.
We'll get to that a little
later.
Yeah.
Right there in the old apartment, don't they?
Oh.
So
Friday night at the Southgate House, the V-Roys are going to be holding court and rocking this world. Tickets are expensive this time around, too.
What are they? Well, we can't mention prices, can we?
Well, we're going to mention it because it's outrageous. Even though the V-Roys are a great rock and roll band, and even though the Southgate House is a great venue to see a rock and roll show, 15 advance, 20 day a show to see the V-Roys.
They've sold like 18 records. They probably sold 9 of them in the tri-state area.
Well, they're very popular in the Queen City, those V-Roys. Here, try to call Scott real quick and see if he's home. If he's not, we'll put his answering machine on the radio. It's right there.
We got it. He's got it.
Oh, you got Scott's phone number there? Let me know when you get through. I'll pop it all over on the air and see if he's not home, we'll put his answering machine on the radio. Scott Miller, the lead singer of the V-Roys, he writes all the songs, too.
It could be spoiling a good relationship right here.
That's all right. This is the wacky world of radio. That's the way it goes sometimes.
He won't mention us from the stage this time if we piss him off.
He never did before, did he?
He mentioned us every time. He'd blow us off for the interview, then mention us on the air.
Phone's ringing in Knoxville, Tennessee at Scott Miller's house. We ask him if his feet smell bad.
You reached 981-2769. Leave a message. I'll call you back.
Hello, Scott from the V-Roys. Do your feet smell bad?
How bad do they smell?
This is the Chris and Rob Show.
get those things done. We're looking out for number one. First time you've done that again. I let you push a line, keep me up all the time. First time you've done that again. Lord knows I can beg, for heaven's sake, and I'm no saint. Look at these tired eyes, let you try one more time. Say you're such a friend, but let that end start to begin. First time you've done that again. It is your last. First time you've done that again. This time we'll let it pass. Testify, it is your last. First time you've done that again. First time you've done that to me. Second time you've done that to me. First time you've done that again.
The V-Roys, check them out Friday night at the Southgate House. WAIF, the Chris and Rob Show. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob. You know who my favorite actor is from TV?
Your favorite actor
Two guys!
From TV? That would be, from Eight Is Enough, that would be Willie Ames.
Willie Ames? Well, three guys. Willie Ames! The guy that played Kingfisher.
By the guy that plays Urkel.
Nope, Max Baer Jr.
Who's that?
Jethro.
Jethro?
Yeah, you know, he's out in Reno, Nevada now. He's a big-time connoisseur, big-time tycoon. He's a big-time Nevada wheeler-dealer tycoon. Hey, good to see you. Put your money down. Hey, get the complimentary drink. The buffet's open at 4.
He's a tycoon of what?
He owns a casino, and he wants to put a 240-foot-tall structure in front of his hotel. He wants to put a 240-foot-tall derrick, whatever a derrick is.
Oil rig.
An oil rig. That's what it is? Jim, you knew that? Oh, okay. He wants to put that in front of his hotel in the Reno. 240-foot-tall with a 70-foot flame that would shoot out of it.
Sounds like my member.
Sounds like your fart box after eating a Don Pablo's tonight. 70-foot flame would shoot out of this derrick, which Jim says is an oil rig. We'll have to check into that.
I say it's my member.
He says it would make a statement about the casino. What would it say? Come here, we have fire and oil. Two things you're looking for Nevada entertainment.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the city says no, you can have the oil rig. But not 240 feet tall, about a quarter tall, which is, Chris, 1/4 of 240?
That'd be 6. 6, 12.
60.
Yeah, 60. That was a close one, though.
Well, I mean a 6-foot tall oil rig's not going to impress anybody. It's like the... Right. It's like the Stonehenge coming down on Spinal Tap.
You know, in Kansas, they got a car henge. Some guy took a bunch of beat-up old Eldorados and Lincoln Continentals and stacked them up one on top of another, just like at Stonehenge.
They also got some kind of weird car thing in Amarillo.
Did cars.
They? Yeah, Cadillac Ranch. But anyway, he's Max Baer Jr. is fighting hard. He says he's going to fight for his bigger derrick, which is an oil rig. He says, quote, and this is a quote from the man that played Jethro and Jethreen on the Beverly Hillbillies. You're not making a statement with something that's 60 feet high. You gotta have 240 feet with a 70-foot flame shooting out of it to make a real statement, damn it.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. If you'd like to call in, voice your opinion on tonight's program, that phone number would be 749-1444. Call now.
It's WAIF. So it's good to see that Max Baer Jr. is managing to stay out of trouble. So is it Derek and Oil Rig?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mike Wood confirmed it. Jim.
Hey, the Supreme Court today,
lucky.
Or yesterday, the Supreme Court upheld some union thing. Did you hear about that? Some power to the people.
Some weird union thing.
Some there's power in a union kind of thing was going on. I don't know. It was in the paper somewhere. I can't find it here now.
I can't find it.
You know anything about that, Union Boy? Union Boy is in the house here. We'll talk to him in a minute. You know anything about that or not? Are you pleading dumb? Maybe it's in the Enquirer.
The first thing they teach you is never talk about something until you read it.
That's right. But you walk in the door, busting down the walls, you're drunk as a skunk.
Chris needs to go back to Radio 101.
Hold on, we'll get this. I'll find it here in a minute.
You sure it's in the paper?
Here we go.
Sure you didn't dream it?
From today's Cincinnati Enquirer headline says, Union members win partial victory. The Supreme Court gave union members, I don't know which union, a limited victory Monday, ruling that they can file discrimination lawsuits against their employers, even if their labor contracts generally would require disputes to be handled through arbitration. Well, Mike Wood from the Union Talk Show on Saturday morning at, is it 11 or 12 now?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock Saturday morning, Boiling Point, Mike Wood.
Well, this is an important issue, and it's not just for union members. The important issue here is that the employers can't either through contracts, and I think you could probably read this to mean also through employment agreements, restrict your ability to go to the courts to resolve problems. And this is a very important win, not for unions per se, but for union members and for employees everywhere. Because what you see in a lot of industries, for instance, in the securities industry, everybody wants to have you fill out a form that says you agree that arbitration is the way to resolve all disputes. But if you go with an internal arbitration panel, you're probably not going to get the same results you would in a federal court. So this is a big victory, not just for union
Yes,
members.
But what about the real issue that's gripping working people all across the country? And that's the size of Max Baer Jr.'s Derek.
Well, actually, we don't have a position on that one.
The union doesn't have a position on the...
Well, you need to get the International Brotherhood of Carpenters and the IBEW and the UAW and the mine workers together.
Hoffa will have an opinion
along with Danny DeVito and come up with an opinion on this.
Well, we'll work on it.
Yeah, you guys get to work on that.
You can hear Boiling Point right here on WAIF 88.3 FM. Saturday morning is at 11. Just tune in. What are you guys going to be talking about this Saturday? Oh, this Saturday, the Carpenters will be holding the show. Karen will be here from Back from the Dead. And John,
superstar.
Yeah, and John Carpenter will be here, and they'll be talking about all their old hits and being close. And why do birds? They'll answer that question. Why do birds suddenly appear just because you are near?
Tom Spiegel and Bob
Lisi. Did you hear that? Tom Spiegel and Bob Lisi will be here singing the hits of the Carpenters Saturday morning at 11. No, seriously, these guys, they call it Hammer Time, right?
Right.
Hammer Time on WAIF. You know what WAIF really needs? WAIF has the Chris and Rob Show. WAIF has a union talk show. But there's no big-time wrestling talk shows on WAIF anymore.
Well, we had a summer show.
We had one at one time talking about the Hulkster. And you know, if WAIF had a wrestling show right now, you know they'd get Jesse the Body from Minnesota down here in person to address the issues that are plaguing tri-staters.
Newsweek this week has a special on the WWF.
Really?
You know that this year the WWF will sell $1 billion?
They don't mess around.
Merchandising? $1 billion?
Well, if you go into the mall stores or any flea market or any trading post or any of that kind of stuff, they'll have different things. You know, they'll have NASCAR crap. But every store that is open for business sells wrestling t-shirts.
And also little figures, the little wrestling figures. Also the t-shirts, the Austin 316.
The inflatable dolls.
I just saw that down at the courthouse today. That was a real popular one
Judge
amongst
Gaines
the
wearing
convicted family violence people was that...
Oh, I thought like Norbert Nadel was wearing it underneath his blue robe.
Well, you never know what they wear under those black robes, do you? It sort of makes you wonder. You know, that's one of the nice things about being a judge is you can sit up there and you really don't have to wear pants and everybody will still salute you and call you sir and your honor.
That works for Clinton.
Well, yeah, and he was never a judge.
He was a lawyer, though.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. The phone number here is 749-1444. Feel free to call in if you have opinions on these or any other matters. We're here to serve you.
More curfew news.
Uh-oh.
Out of Palmer, Illinois.
You know, I hate curfews, even if they're for kids. You know, and I don't think kids should be out at 3 o'clock in the morning and running around raising hell, but sometimes kids have business being out late at night. And who are you, as a cop, to be messing in anyone else's personal business? If a kid is spray painting a wall or beating up an old person and stealing their wallet, that's one thing. But if a kid's going over to his friend's house because he's got to study late at night for a big test in the morning, cop has no business arresting the kid.
Palmer, Illinois is a small farming town of about 275 people, nestled in the rolling plains of the Corn Belt of Illinois. The city used to be plagued by trash stuffed into the bank night deposits. Ugh. Burned flags tossed down toilets. Ugh. Chickens tossed to their deaths off the grain elevator. These are out-of-town ruffians coming to Palmer, creating a bunch of havoc. So the city clamped down, said 8 p.m. curfew for anyone under 18. 8 p.m. 8 p.m. for 17-year-olds.
8 o'clock's pretty early.
That's pretty early, man. You can't even get the bra off at 8 o'clock. You know what I mean. Are you with me on that? You can't even get the bra off till 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you. Even
you know what I'm saying?
Even before I was 17, like when I was 14 and 15, you know, my mom was fairly liberal with me, and I never got into too much trouble, but I could stay out till 11 or 12, and it was no big thing.
It's because they knew you weren't getting none.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Rob.
They knew you weren't going to get anybody in trouble. Cherry boy.
Anyway, it was the quote from the
Cherry boy.
It's the quote from the mayor of this town, the mayor of Palmer, Illinois.
Cherry boy.
The curfew hasn't killed all the fun, according to the API. Kids now wander around town before curfew and visit one another's homes afterward. The mayor says, that's kind of hard to police. As if the mayor could keep some kids from going to their friend's house before 8 o'clock at night. I mean, it's bad enough that it's legal to have a curfew at 8 o'clock at night in America. This ain't Yugoslavia. But it's even worse when the mayor thinks that that's kind of hard to police what the kids are doing before 8 o'clock. Look, the police should only be doing one thing, and that's deterring crime.
But it's cut down on crime. It says so. The first paragraph of that story written by the Associated Press says that crime has been cut down drastically in Palmer, Illinois. So obviously this curfew is working. As much as you want to talk about freedom and these abstract concepts, what translates into good solid fact is the curfew is cutting down crime.
Yeah, but it's not legal in America because we have a constitution. This is the Chris and Rob Show. The phone number is 749-1444.
Cherry boy.
Call now.